What verse of scripture would you find yourself sort of saying, if I were in a single situation with 5 minutes notice to decide what I should best say that would capture what is most important for us to hear in this moment, what would it be? Now, all of us might have a different thought, but I do believe that this is a time of our semester where a lot of intensity is there. We're wrapping up the school year. We have a full week. We have lots of things that are before us and plans and thoughts. And yet we cannot lose our way, lose our focus. And so without any apology, this verse of scripture came to my mind. And I must confess, I want to share some thoughts that I would put around a theme that's of encouragement to you as students. And that is, I want to give you the opportunity to finish this semester with straight A's. Now, some of you would say, great, what's this all about? Well, it may not be the A's of your classroom, but it is a series of A's that I think will cause you to finish well if you follow them. And we as staff members need to constantly keep this before us as well. And so if you would please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, a verse that's so well known that its familiarity may rob you of its impact. But I'd like to just give you some brief thoughts about this very, very precious verse of scripture. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How many of you have that verse memorized? Lots of you, yeah. Maybe Awana, you know, that's a verse that's been sort of captured by their theme, a workman always not ashamed, and this is their key verse. That's not the reason. I was never a part of Awana, but I know that to be the case. But it's a great verse that is, I think, intentionally guiding us as a campus community. What is ABC all about? It really is this verse. Whether it's a staff member helping it to happen because they provide a classroom, or a faculty member who teaches to make sure we do it with accuracy, or a student who learns it. This encompasses us entirely. And with that in mind, I'd like to just give you what I consider to be a guideline to get straight A's as we follow God's instruction here. And very succinctly, I give them to you. First of all, A number one is we need to be approved by God. Approved. Approval is not the matter of earning God's favor, but it is a matter of living so He can smile with favor upon us. Study to show thyself approved unto God, that first phrase. And to accomplish that approval, I want you to note it starts with a passion, first off. The word study here is not the exhortation to do your homework. It's a matter of having the heart of a passionate person. I want passion about this task. Have you lost your passion through the course of these weeks or these years of serving here? As a child of God, our passion must always be there. Give intensity, study. Not only should we have passion, we should have a practice to show. It's the demonstration. It's an evidence. People ought to be able to see that we are approved by the way we live. And so this approval starts with this passion, study, to show with this practice, with this sense of provenness, approved unto God. It's a testimony of practice that is demonstrated in a way that lets us continue to demonstrate that in a way that people can count on. I am indeed a person that is proving my relationship with God. Not earning it, but proving it. I don't think any Christian should have a testimony that can't be sustainable by life and not just by lip. Will people see you and know that you are that kind of servant of God? And so an approved person who has passion, who's practiced, who is ultimately with a sense of provenness, approved unto God, and then ultimately, this approval is the person that we're seeking to be approved by, God Himself. You know, we're so easily affected by our peer relationships and by what people think of us. We don't like to be made fun of, or we don't like to be ridiculed, or we don't like to be out. And different stages of life are more apparent. You know, we have, you know, insecurities as adolescents where we're far more concerned about being in or accepted with our friends. But can I tell you, all of life is that. Adulthood just gives you a little more maybe subtlety with how you demonstrate that. Every person wants to be, as it were, approved by God, or approved. And our task, as we are diligent in our role as servants, is approved with this passion, study, with this practice to show, with this proving, with this person that is ultimately there. That's the first day. Approved. Would you say it with me? Approved. That's the first day you need. The second day is this particular sense of the next phrase of Scripture. It says, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. If you will, achieve is the next day. Achieve. Not just because you are trying to be best, or because you're trying to be first, or because you're trying to be noticed, but because you're trying to please God. If you start with the approval, then the accomplishment of the approval is going to be evidenced by the achievement that you have. And it says here, a person who is a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Achieving is a task that I think involves two areas here in this passage. First off is the fact that it's a person who's involved with the whole construction of their life. The word construction is a great way to describe a workman, someone who is constructing life. Life is not just something that happens. We are intentionally responsible to do something with our lives. And so a workman, a person who's involved in the task of construction of their life, and it's rightly work, it's diligence. It doesn't happen coincidentally. We must intentionally have it. And so this achieving requires construction work, but it also is an achievement that has a confidence in our work. You know, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. I don't have to apologize for my task as a believer. I don't have to apologize to people for what I believe. Not because I'm arrogant or because I'm somehow a boastful person, but because I have God's confidence in what I do. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. This word ashamed is the word that we get blush from, or the idea of blushing. It's used in John's epistle where he says that we ought to be living so that we abide in Christ, so that when he appears, we'll not be ashamed at his coming, embarrassed. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've been sort of caught, you know, unexpectedly embarrassed. But the truth is, as a workman that carries out this task of construction, we can have confidence and not be embarrassed with what we do. So we want to be approved. That's the first day. We want to achieve. Would you repeat those two words? Number one is approve. Number two is achieve. No place for slothful spectators. We must be engaged in construction work with a sense of confidence. But then the third A that we want to put into this formula of our fulfillment of our task is accurate. Accurate. You know, this idea of accuracy is so needed in our world today. We have all kinds of little terms, you know, spin and fake news and all the facts that go into just our world around us. You know, as children of God, when we handle the Scriptures, we ought to be absolutely committed to accuracy. Accuracy. That's why James says, don't be many teachers, not because he's trying to discourage the profession, but because he's saying a person that teaches is going to be held accountable for what they teach as to whether they accurately do it. One of our passions here at Appalachian is to teach you as students to accurately interpret the Scriptures. Hermeneutics matters. Dispensational understanding matters so that we can accurately handle the Scriptures. This word, rightly divide, is a surgical term, I understand, in which it has the idea with a precision of accuracy. Surgical precision. Some of you may have heard me say this in relationship to this passage. You know, if you were scheduled for surgery today and you were still aware of that, you know, process as you got into an operating room, and so that you could see what was happening around you as the surgery is about to take place, and lo and behold, the surgeon comes in with a chainsaw, you would say, sir, I think you have the wrong instrument. Or he might come in with his, you know, wife's favorite table knife. And you say, no, that's not what I want. And these days, he might even come in with a scalpel, a medical surgical tool. And you say, no, doc, I thought it was going to be orthoscopic surgery. Just an electronic beam that was going to bring about this incision and bring about this surgery. Now, those illustrations are a little ridiculous in terms of the medical practice, but can I just tell you, tragically, sometimes we treat God's word with a chainsaw. Shame on us. Sometimes we treat God's word with a little convenient weapon that we've picked up, a table knife. We might even draw upon some previous awareness, and we've gotten careless about our accuracy of current study, in the sense that the Bible doesn't change, but we grow in our understanding of scriptures, and so we can handle truth in a way that we previously couldn't, and so we're still using a scalpel. No, we ought to, with orthoscopic accuracy, handle God's word. Rightly divide the word of truth. If you will, this is our interpretation. Accuracy with interpretation. God help us to never be careless with handling the precious truth of God's word. Accuracy by our interpretation. But then also, may I just say this, accuracy is always aware of inspiration. It's the word of truth. And in a world that's looking for truth, can I just tell you, God has the truth. He is the truth. Sanctify them through thy word. Thy word is truth. May we never, ever lose sight of the importance of accuracy as we go about this place called Appalachian Bible College. And so these three A's that can give us all straight A's as we move forward through this semester and in our lives, this becomes somewhat of a banner creed verse for why we are here. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you know the verse, say it with me. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And these three A's, would you review them with me? First off, we ought to be approved. Secondly, we ought to achieve. Number three, we ought to be accurate.